This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee for Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, is set to visit senators this week as she hopes to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the High Court. Her addition would represent the most dramatic ideological change on the Supreme Court in nearly 30 years. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
It would also cement conservative dominance of the court for years to come. Gloria Brown Marshall, professor of constitutional law at John Jay College, says based on Barrett's record and what she has stated, one thing is certain.
She is going to use the inroads made by Ruth Bader Ginsburg to undo the inroads made for women.
New York Law School constitutional law professor Donnie Gewurztz.
Amy Coney Barrett's position specifically on Roe versus Wade is unclear. Certainly, as an appellate judge, she dissented in a number of cases that upheld abortion restrictions.
I'm Julie Walker.
An in-depth newspaper report claims U.S. President Donald Trump did not pay any income tax 10 of the past 15 years. The New York Times said Mr. Trump did not pay during that time because he reported losing more income than he made. At a White House news conference, President Trump says information about his taxes, quote, will be revealed, though he acknowledged fighting efforts, including from Congress, for access to his returns.
They're doing their assessment. We've been negotiating for a long time. Things get settled, like in the IRS. But right now, when you're under audit, you don't do it. You don't do that.
The European Union and Britain began a decisive week of talks Monday in Brussels. Both said a post-Brexit deal was still some way off, and differences persisted over putting in place their earlier divorce deal. This is VOA News. Uber can keep operating in London after the ride-hailing company won a court appeal against the refusal by transit regulators to renew its license. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The American company had challenged Transport for London's decision in late 2019 not to renew its private hire vehicle, or PHV, operating license over safety concerns involving imposter drivers. The magistrate says he took into account Uber's efforts to improve oversight and didn't find any evidence of a cover-up of the earlier driver photo fraud problem. However, he says he wants to hear from lawyers from both sides before deciding how long Uber's license should be and under what conditions it should operate. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Taiwan said Monday the European Union had stepped in to help after a global alliance of mayors stopped referring to Taiwanese cities as part of China, in a rare win for the island amid growing Chinese pressure. China has ramped up efforts to get international groups and companies to refer on their websites and in official documents to democratic self-ruled Taiwan as being part of China, to the ire of Taiwan's government and many of its people. At this hour, Johns Hopkins University statistics show just over 999,000 people have died worldwide from the coronavirus. People in and out of the medical community are watching for that next dark milestone, 1 million dead. More than 33 million people globally are infected with COVID-19, the virus that causes the respiratory illness. A clash between Madrid's regional authorities and the Spanish government over how to contain the city's surging coronavirus caseload is provoking growing discontent among residents in poorer neighborhoods. Those residents say they've been unfairly targeted. Madrid extended a partial lockdown Friday to 45 districts with high infection rates, the majority of which are in low-income neighborhoods, prompting accusations of class discrimination. But the region's conservative leaders reject the left-wing national government's recommendation to reimpose citywide restrictions. A curfew imposed to curb the spread of the virus has been lifted in the Australian city of Melbourne. The Victorian state government has said that a fall in the number of infections is allowing them to gradually relax other restrictions. The next step could be taken earlier than its scheduled date of October 26th. Dozens of migrants from the Middle East and Africa have set up tents outside of a town in northern Serbia, hoping to sneak over the nearby border with Hungary and on to Western Europe. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.